A word for you from Hebrews chapter 10. Let's start at 23. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess, and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable and faithful to his word. Verse 24, and let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up to love and helpful deeds and noble activities. Verse 25, not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. Our first part tells of hope without wavering. If ever this applies, it is in our present time, because many have wavered or to waver only to lose their hope. That is something that the Bible said, and we see it. Then we must consider, give serious thought to how to stir up the next man, one another, to stir up one another to love and good works. Not ourselves, mind you, but we live for our neighbor. We do it for our neighbor. We stir up somebody else, and we are in turn stirred. How we sorely do we need this. We are inclined to listlessness. We are inclined to apathy. We are inclined to be dull and not sharp. Don't we need to engage, enjoying the company of the saints, meeting and encouraging one another, being a blessing to one another? Because to do the opposite would draw us all downward. We would be just like that cow who likes to go off all on its own and do its own thing. But if we do that, we will sink to a very low state of soul. And the day is drawing near, and as it comes, so all the more we need to avoid neglect. We need to persevere, and we need to concentrate and to be diligent and do what these words admonish us to do.